This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Also on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Big 12 Baseball Tournament is underway. An interesting game between Missouri and Texas right off the bat. We'll give you an update on that in just a little bit. We will talk about the Big 12 Baseball Tournament today with Dallas Shipp. He is live at Oklahoma City. He's a beat writer with Texas A&M. Had a chance to chat with him during the series in Lincoln, and he will join us on the show today to find out what's wrong with A&M, and we'll talk about that. Plus, the All-Big 12 baseball team is out. Interesting fact on that. And Bliss Littler is scheduled to join us later on in the program today, the former Tri-City Storm coach, now the new coach of the Omaha Lancers. There are some pointed questions we have for that guy.
Oh, Boom's going to go the dynamite. Right, Derek just got punched for that.
I don't have that audio pulled up today.
Sorry. Remember, somebody says that they get punched. Sorry, Derek, I won't punch you no more. It'll just be daddy.
Sorry.
It'll just be daddy. State golf going on. What? Okay, maybe they weren't used to nice weather.
Yeah, so the wind came up today.
So the wind came up today, but Daddy, seriously, and you know, I'm just pointing out a fact here. I think the scores outside of Class B are higher than they have been in the past. What that reflects, I don't know. Not as good golfers this year. They haven't had a chance to practice or play in good conditions as much. I throw out the golf course because, quite frankly, none of the golf courses are extremely tough. In fact, I think Meadowlark Hills is probably the toughest of all four, and that's what Class D is playing on. But Class A, even Lincoln Southwest, who shot a two, did they shoot par here at Kearney, 288, four over on Meadowlark, they shot a 308 at Highlands. I've played Highlands. Highlands is not easy. Highlands is not tough. But, I mean, for Southwest, they struggled in 73. Leads the way, and we've seen some pretty good scorers year in and year out in Class A. A pair of 73s lead Class A. A 69 leads Class B. A 69, very impressive at the Kearney Country Club, leads Class C from Richard Snyder of West Point Beamer. Four shots ahead of the defending champion, Josh Reinerson. And Class D, a 76 leads the way at Meadowlark Hills. A 76 wouldn't sniff usually the top five in an invite at Meadowlark Hills.
Well, in Class B, for instance, a medalist is 80 at Meadowlark Hills.
Right now.
Yeah. Right now. So
we'll see if the numbers come back a little better today, and I have to think that they won't if the wind plays a big factor because your leaders are just teeing off. In fact, some of them won't tee off until 11:30, the final tee time. But the most interesting team race is Class C, I believe. I mean, Class B is tied for the lead, Gretna, Nebraska City, but Aurora is eight back. In Class C, you have seven shots dividing the top six teams. Ponca, 316. Hastings St. Cecilia, 317. Gibbon, and I would have to say, you know, Jordan Reinerson shoots an 80, and that might be his highest score the entire year. So the 3 and 4 kids maybe played a little bit better. Jordan struggled a little bit yesterday. They have a chance to make a move. They're at 321. Norfolk Catholic, 322. Douglas County West and Huntington Cedar Catholic at 323. So a very tight race there. Class A, Lincoln Southwest, 308. Fremont, 310. Creighton Prep, 311. Bellevue East, 313. Grand Island shot a 322, and that's only good enough for ninth. Kearney, well, kind of as expected. They weren't expected to make a whole lot of noise, and they sat in 12th at 341. Class B, Gretna and Nebraska City, 301 each. Aurora is in third at 309. Gearing, 310. Adams Central is back at 319. Northwest did not have a good day. They are tied for 11th with a 334. And in Class D, Fremont Bergen leads it with a 329. Ewing, 332. Alma, 334. Bertrand is fifth, but they fired a 352. They're in a tie for fifth. Franklin at 364. Lawrence Nelson, a 402, Pleasanton, a 410, as far as teams from the area, as they head into day two of competition.
In Class C, if you had to pick a place to be from, would it be Douglas County West? Where is Douglas County West? Where is Douglas County?
I believe Valley.
Valley. All right, right outside of Omaha.
Well, Douglas County is Omaha.
Right. But, I mean, I was looking for the town that Douglas County West is Valley. Good enough. Yeah, I looked at those scores. I looked at the scores. I looked at the scores this morning, and I really that was the first thing that came to my mind was 70. You know, 76 at Metal Arc Hills. I thought, well, you know, yesterday is such a beautiful day to play, and there's been some really talented golfers in Class D. You know, shoot at least par or better, but 76 and 80 to Metal. That's a little bit of a head scratcher.
So we'll see how things will play out today, and maybe this kind of tempers the argument that these tournaments should be played at tougher or different courses. I mean, especially Class A. Usually you see some kid go out there and throw down a 68, and maybe they will today, but nobody did out of that whole field, including, you know, Lincoln Southwest. Austin Zimmerman, who was supposed to be the kid that goes out and just dominates, he shot a 75, which, again, to us mere mortals, that's great. But to him, that's not. And Grand Island is led by a couple of 79s, by the way. Seth Rhodes shot 73 in districts. And I would have to say a tougher Riverside. Shot 79 yesterday with his teammate Logan Allman. Kearney was led by an 81 from Austin Broadfoot, who shot 76 in districts.
How many years do the... Is Class C and D, are they back here again next year? I mean, is that's already locked in. How many years in advance do we do this for?
Two.
Two.
You bid 2 years at a time. At least at the moment in this sport.
So it's a bid process. So when we're looking at that, to say we want Class D to, I mean, I'm just picking a course, to play at Gothenburg, which is a great venue, a lot of people think. Gothenburg probably has not put in a bid. So that would be a reason they did not get it. I mean, so as far as the NSAA just going out and saying, we'd like to play at Gothenburg or North Platte Country, wherever you want to pick.
Right.
And those places don't put in a bid, that's not an option.
Right. I mean, they may go pursue it, but again, you know, it's not free. It does cost to play golf, and it is not free. And obviously, when Kearney puts their bid together, since the city of Kearney owns Metalark, I'm sure that, you know, they can say, well, you know, kind of basically it is going to be free. Now, that might be different. I mean, they're played on public courses. Lincoln, they rotate through the courses there. You know, Highlands, Pioneers, Holmes has been a part of it. Mahoney's been a part of it. You know, I think they stick to those four courses at least. That's the way it used to be when all four state championships were there. They used to have state at a variety of places. I couldn't tell you all, but I know that 1 year, you know, well long ago, I believe Class B was actually played out of Alliance. I mean, it used to kind of rotate, like almost like Legion State baseball. You never knew who was going to get it. And they tried to move it around, and I'm not even sure it was a west, central, east basis for a while there. It might have been. There might have been some rhyme or reason to it, but right now, that's the formula. That's where it's at.
Well, I think a lot of people in conversations I've had say, well, probably the best course or most well-known course, Firethorn and Lincoln, and people say, well, it's too hard, but that's a private course. They may just say, we don't want any part of it.
Right.
And that's correct. Not an option.
Correct. And one thing that would hurt Gothenburg, lodging. You know, you may, if you got a nice, you know, if you got a tournament there, maybe you incorporate Gothenburg, Cozad, Lexington for lodging. But again, lodging, restaurants, facilities outside of the golf course would be a huge, huge factor. And that's why Lachlan and Hastings, again, private, but again, everything else, it would be feasible.
Well, they've had state golf there, so you'd think they'd maybe want it back.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. One other thing that we might talk about in length now or later, the All-Big 12 baseball team was released yesterday. Now, I don't know when everybody turned their votes in, but I'm guessing while they were in the press box at whatever game they were covering this past weekend, they sent in their All-Big 12 baseball. We did not vote on that. I suppose you got to have credentials or something to vote on that. But your coach of the year is Rob Childress of Texas A&M. Is that a good selection?
Well,
They lost their last five conference games. I know it doesn't matter when you lose them. They won the Big 12. He was named the conference coach of the year. They were not picked to finish in the top three. I think it's pretty logical when that happens.
Well, it's difficult because he's probably very well deserving. But the talent they had coming back, that was a team that made the biggest turnaround a year ago. Kind of thrust himself into the position they're in now, but it started a year ago. Last year was probably when the honor should have been bestowed upon him. Now, I did not know this until this morning. Did you know Nebraska and Oklahoma State were the only Big 12 teams to win 7 out of 9 Big 12 series?
Now, A&M won the conference. What does that mean?
Well, but I
saw that too. But
I would say that either Frank Anderson or Mike Anderson was probably as deserving or more deserving than Rob Childress.
Yeah, Rob Childress said on this very show that Mike Anderson should be the coach of the year in the Big 12. I agree.
I agree. I mean, I think that if you followed Big 12 baseball all year, it was kind of Nebraska chasing Texas A&M, and then all of a sudden that little deal says objects are closer than they appear. Here comes Oklahoma State. And to do what they did down the stretch, that had to throw Frank Anderson into consideration. You look at the talent. You know, for a coach of the year, I guess you would look at the Big 12, all Big 12 teams. If they got the most talent, shouldn't they be up there? And you look at Texas A&M, first baseman Luke Anderson.
Okay.
Shortstop.
Here's the numbers. Oklahoma State, there are 29 all Big 12. They had a tie for catcher on the second team. So it should be 28, but they had a tie, so there's 29. Out of those 29 selections, Oklahoma State led the way with 9. And on the second team, it was their entire infield. First, second, short, and third. All second team Oklahoma State. A&M had 7. Nebraska and Missouri had 4. And that was 24 of those 29 players. Texas had 2. Texas Tech 1. In Roger Kieschnick, who's one of the best players in the conference. K-State had 1, and Oklahoma had 1.
You look at that second team, Doug, a little closer. Not only their whole infield, throwing the starting pitcher and the catcher, too, on the second team. They got a starting pitcher and the catcher. We split the vote.
Yeah, your all Big 12 has it's basic. I mean, there's 14, but they have 3 starting pitchers, a relief pitcher, and a utility player, and a DH, and your 8 normal positions. Nebraska only having 4. You know, I guess if Craig Corston, he got an honorable mention, if he would have still been in there, I don't know if he would have got second team, because he probably wouldn't have beat out Luke Anders of A&M for first team, a kid that's batting 4-something when he played the Huskers. But you've got Johnny Dorn, Mitch Abeda, Jake Opitz, and the second team, Thad Weber. That's right, Daddy. Mitch Abeda, first team, all-conference catcher, who you ridiculed to the point of probably making him cry last year because he was just worse than Haven. Just well put a backstop and nobody with a mitt. They just laid the mitt behind the plate. But Mitch Abeda, first team. Oklahoma State, 9? 9 players? 9? Really?
Well,
really?
I'm looking at the first team only, Doug. First team only. That's where the majority, I guess you would say, that's where the cream of the crop lies.
A&M first base. 5.
Yeah. Well, why the hell is he coach of the year? They got the talent. He should have been. I mean, he should have been. They should have won the conference. They got 5 out of the 14. They got a third of the best players in the conference.
Should we call him right now and ask him? Dallas Shipp will tell us, and we'll talk to him. Talking with Texas A&M at the Big 12 baseball tournament. Plus, we'll give you an update on the game going on. It's a tight one in the 8th between Texas and Missouri back after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness. Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is your home for Kansas City Royals baseball.
Not running. And Gordon belts it to deep right field. Markakis can only watch it land over the right field wall. Drilled to deep left center field into a stiff crosswind. And Joey Gathright with a great catch. Slams into the wall.
Exciting Royals baseball all summer long right here on ESPN Radio Superstation.
This is your ESPN Superstation radio playbook for May 19th through the 25th. The Shrine Circus is coming to Kearney Thursday, May 22nd at 4 p.m. and at 7:30 p.m. The fairgrounds are located at 1400 East 34th Street in Kearney, Nebraska. Children under age 12 are free. Adult tickets are $8 and are available at the door prior to the performance. Memorial Day weekend, May 23rd through the 26th, will be having a family camp at the Timber Lake. Check their website at www.timberlake.org or call the office at 308-946-3871 for more information or to register. They are also having kids' summer camps from ages 5 to 16. Camps run June 8th through August 11th.
Please send events well in advance to ESPN Superstation, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska 68848, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska 68901. You can also fax to 308-234-6781.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area through the day today with a slight chance of a shower or storm. Highs will stay up around 76 degrees with southeast winds increasing to 12 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, skies will stay partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated showers and storms, down to 55. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's take a look at what's going on at the Big 12 baseball tournament. Bottom of the eighth, two on, one out. Texas and Missouri, 2-2. Missouri, the home team, trying to take the lead. Texas scored the first two runs, a two-run inning by Missouri, and they are tied at two. And we'll be talking with Dallas Shipp from the Aggie Websider here in just a minute, live from Oklahoma City. But don't forget, right around the corner, it is lunchtime and a chance to watch whatever. Major League Baseball, a variety of college baseball tournaments are going on this weekend as well, whether you want to watch golf, whether you want to watch horse racing, or just, you know, sit back, catch ESPN Classic, or look at the Keno board. It's all at the finest place to have lunch in Kearney and Grand Island, the Chicken Coop. Well, why do they call it the Chicken Coop? Because, well, they've got a lot of great chicken, but they've also got salads, ribs, great selection of pizza. I mean, you could go there every day this week and have a different pizza and love them all. Daddy's favorite, the chicken tender hoagie. Or salad, because I've seen you munch on a salad. You like the balls of cheese. Which, of course, they don't have that. They have cheese balls.
Pub pickles.
Pub pickles. They've got great appetizers and a great selection of burgers as well. Led off by, of course, the Jack Burger. Can't go wrong there. All of the greatest sporting events are on. There are many flat-screen TVs and every day a lunch special, great food and drink specials every night. The best place to watch sports and enjoy a meal in town is downtown in Kearney and Grand Island at the Chicken Coop. Or Daylight Chicken Coop, as some people have called it. Dallas Shipp joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Had a chance to catch up with Dallas during the weekend series between Nebraska and Texas A&M. And, you know, Dallas, as I told you, as you guys were figuring out that A&M was going to win the Big 12 title, it was at that exact moment they began a five-game Big 12 losing streak with that amazing comeback. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for having me, man.
Glad to have you on. Let's start there. What has happened to A&M here in the last week? Nebraska fans are fretting after being swept by Missouri. I have to figure A&M fans are a little more worried than Nebraska fans, despite winning the Big 12 conference.
You know, I think the fans are more worried about it than the coaches and players. Talking to Coach Childress this week, you know, his take on it is, hey, you know, if we did 116 straight to finish the season and claim the Big 12 title, you know, it'd be different. It's just a matter of perception, the order that came, but Yeah, I think people were wondering going into the end of the season. You know, the big talk was that the A&M schedule was backloaded, and I think that was kind of a concern for some people. You know, they faced some of the best pitching they've seen all year, and I think you can see that when you look at the numbers of the Aggies' top seven hitters. Actually, the story today on Websider, you know, in the 16 game winning streak, A&M's number one to number seven hitters were batting 360. In this 6-game losing streak, they're batting 250. And if you take Duran out of the equation, the other six are batting like 222. So, you know, they've got to get the bats going again.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, obviously in the first segment of the show, we brought up Rob Childress being announced as the Big 12 Coach of the Year. And our point here in Nebraska, and we're battling for our own guy, is when you look at that Big 12 first team, A&M's got a lot of the talent. He should have been the Coach of the Year. They should have won this conference.
Well, you know, I think you could definitely make a case for Anderson. Like you say, I mean, the talent there. But I think A&M also had a lot of unknowns coming into the season as well. I don't think you could have expected Duran to come in and be the Player of the Year in his first year in major, you know, D1 college baseball. Also, you know, I guess, though, on the other side of that coin, you got to think that Stouffer would have been. And he hasn't been the All-American that he was last year. So, I mean, I can see your point there. I think that typically in those kind of polls, though, it seems like the, you know, if you're winning the league, barring some sort of, you know, crazy circumstances in some team, typically it seems like the guy that wins it is going to be first or second to voting on an annual basis.
Well, and if you win the league, too, you're going to have some of those first-team players. I mean,
right.
You don't know who it was in the preseason, but, you know, nobody would have said Nebraska's Mitch Abeda was going to be on the first team either. So if you're going to have a good team, some kids have to step up, and that, I think that's a valid point there, Dal. As you guys go in to the Big 12 tournament, you know, the feeling here in Nebraska for the Huskers was, you know what, it was okay. It's okay that we didn't win the Big 12 title because – A&M, Missouri, and Texas are all in one pool, and you have to think that the other pool, even though Oklahoma State is probably the hottest team in the conference, might be on the hoof a little bit easier. Your thoughts on that?
You know, we've talked about that as well. It's interesting, you know, it kind of worked out where the number two seed might have a better draw than the number one seed, just because Texas is playing so well. I think a lot of A&M fans right now are hoping that Missouri and Texas will keep playing until about 3 o'clock this afternoon and you know, use about six pitchers each, because, you know, and I think A&M fans are also glad that Ruffin ended up pitching today and that they're not going to save him. It does sound like maybe Missouri's going to save Crow for the Aggies on Saturday, but, you know, I think A&M feels better about facing Crow, who got the no decision against A&M, but A&M did win that game, as opposed to having to go against Ruffin on the in game two of this week. So, but yeah, I think the one seed got a tougher draw than the two seed this year.
Dallas Schitt from the Aggie Websider joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dallas, how many of those A&M players on that Big 12 first team were expected to come back next year?
You know, I don't think many. And I don't have the full list in front of me, but I think you got to, I mean, Duran's got to be gone. You know, obviously Stouffer graduates, Carter's gone. I mean, you're really not left with a whole lot offensively next year for the Aggies.
Luke Anders, so, Travis Starling, also on the first team.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think those guys are going to be getting some serious looks. Anders, I think, is probably 50-50 coming back. Starling, probably the same. I haven't talked to Starling a whole lot about it, but you know, talking to people close to the situation, it sounds like Duran will probably be gone. Like I said, you got all these seniors that are gone. So you're going to be looking at a whole lot of question marks next year for the Aggies' offense. Pitching should be pretty solid, but especially your starting guys, you'll have Rayleigh and Laux back for sure, and then you've got Alex Wilson, who's a transfer, who's supposed to be a stud. And as long as he doesn't get picked up by somebody in the pros, you should really have some lockdown guys next year for your starters. But the Aggies' offense next year, lots of question marks. Maybe you go after some JUCO guys to fill some holes. But as you've seen, you know, with the exception of Duran, those guys typically take a year to kind of get adjusted to the Big 12 and the Big 12 pitching. So you're going to have a lot of question marks next year, I think, for the Aggies.
2-2, bottom of the ninth, Missouri and Texas, and Missouri one on, one out. at this point. That's the first game of the day. Before we let
Thanks for that update, by the way. I've turned it off to talk to you guys.
Dallas, before we let you get out of here, with what has transpired this last week, and I think a lot could be said for what happens this weekend at the Big 12 tournament, nobody right now seems to be a lock for a super regional. Where do you think A&M is setting? Where do you think maybe these top four teams in the rankings are setting heading into this weekend? Who needs to win the most?
Man, I tell you what, it'll be really interesting to me if A&M and Nebraska both get to the championship game on Sunday, because then you've got a real, you know, a real tough case to say who deserves it more. I think A&M probably has the edge if one Big 12 team goes, and as long as they win at least two games in pool play. Now, that being said, they could just as easily continue this little skid and play their way right out of a super regional. But I don't know that any team needs to win the most. I think all three of those teams, Oklahoma State, Nebraska, and A&M, if they all need to win as many games as they can. And like you said, you know, OSU and Nebraska may have an edge because they've got what appears to be a weaker pool, and they'll just have to play each other once. So that's going to be a big game for them. I still think if A&M wins two games in pool play, possibly that gets them to Sunday, and then I think they get a national seed having won the Big 12 regular season. And you know, it's going to depend on what the committee looks at. I mean, if they're going to look at the six-game skid, well, that's going to hurt A&M. But if they're going to look at the body of work, A&M's, you know, 16 straight conference wins in the Big 12, which is a remarkable achievement, then I think you've got to give it to them.
Dallas, how many Big 12 teams do you think make the regional tournament right now?
Oh, man. I think you've got to go, A&M, Oklahoma State, Nebraska, pull this up. I don't want to forget anybody. Texas,
Missouri,
four. Missouri, that's five. Baylor, I think that's it. I think five for sure. If I'm a selection committee member, I have a real hard time putting Baylor in with an 11-16 conference record. So, I'd say those five, especially as well as Texas has been playing the last couple weeks of the season. I think you've got to get them in there, and they're Texas. I mean, they're going to get in. They might even get to host as a two seed, you know, just because they'll draw. And, you know, I tell you an interesting scenario that we've talked about is if Texas were to get sent to Rice for a regional, they're playing really well right now. You know, maybe they beat Rice. If A&M misses out on a national seed, you match up A&M Texas, possibly at Olsen Field for a trip to Omaha. I mean, that'd be a pretty exciting storyline.
That'd be good stuff. Well, we're going to the 10th. It looks like extra innings. As Missouri had the winning run on second with two outs, but couldn't get him in. So 2-2, Texas-Missouri going to the 10th. Dallas, we sure appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and enjoy the ball games.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. And tell you what, the 10th inning is good news for A&M fans.
Hey, have fun.
Hey, you guys have a good time.
Dallas Schiff from the Aggie website are joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. My Texas prediction might be in a little trouble.
They're just playing so well. Regardless, this is two great baseball teams going at it right now in the 10th inning. I think Baylor gets in. I know they're 11-16. I'm going
back.
Didn't
you say yesterday they weren't in, or Monday? I was on the Baylor bandwagon. It probably depends. I mean, tell you what, it depends who's on the committee. You know, is someone with a Baylor tie or someone that has no tie to the Big 12 or Baylor at all? You know, Baylor basketball got in, so maybe they've already used up their luck.
31-24 overall. That's where they sit right now. I think the Big 12 is deserving of getting that 16.
I think they are too, and hopefully, Baylor gets in. Finally, everybody's been able to get in their field, Daddy. That's one thing, and hopefully everybody's pretty much wrapped up. But there's a lot of things that still have to go.
Well, most of the corn planting is wrapped up and already coming up. But if you still need soybean seed, well, they want to let you know at Dyna-Gril, they still have beans, good beans, well, great beans, 90% plus germination. You can take a look at what Dyna-Gril has to offer you, 36C28, 39R29. Call your local Dyna-Gril seeds dealer today. Oh, you got the beans in already?
Dyna-Gril,
you need your feed seed. You can ask about Dyna-Gray sorghum sungrass. known for fast growth and a lot of leaves. Look at Dyna-Grow. Call them today. Call your local Dyna-Grow seeds dealer today.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. We will take a break, and we expect to be joined by Bliss Littler, former Storm coach, new Lancer coach.
If he's not hiding.
Well, I don't know. What? You know, he hasn't pulled a Dana Altman yet and come back. So I think we've made it through the week. So I think he's probably staying. All that, don't forget to check out our website, the Doug and Daddy blog, Doug and Daddy poll question, Prairie Hills poll in one. You know, that's up there. When will Nebraska season end? You can find out and give us your opinion. Regionals, super regionals, College World Series, or win it all at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back with more after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Everybody likes getting their credit check. At Aaron's, we never check your credit. You're pre-approved. Come check us out. Aaron's has the best brand new name brand furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers at the guaranteed lowest prices from top brands like Philips, Dell, and Frigidaire. And our 12, 18, or 24-month lease options will give you a new lease on life. Log on shopaarons.com to find the Aaron's nearest you. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight.
Oh, good
Benson
God.
Benson goes, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice.
Who sets in boots that are hotter than hell and comes up with this insane stuff? I guess that'd be, roars, we need to come up with a new song. You know, go Cubs go, hockey night. Speaking of ice, Christy Yamaguchi, winner of Dancing with the Stars. All little. She's very little.
5 foot.
She's little. She's very little. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this beautiful Wednesday. State golf is going on. And, of course, if you want to improve your golf game, head out to the Kearney Golf Center just south of UNK on Highway 30, where Kevin Kamrath has been giving lessons for the last 19 years. Over 7,000 and... He can give you individual lessons. He can give you group lessons if you want to bring the kids out. You want to bring the family out. You want to go ma and pa. You want to go boyfriend, girlfriend. They will be able to take care of you with the lighted driving range. You can come out and hit balls after work, or, you know, maybe you don't work the normal shift. Maybe you got the overnight shift. Well, you're out there knocking some golf balls around at 9 o'clock. You can do that at the Kearney Golf Center. If you need some new clubs or just need yours fixed, Kevin can get the job done, 234-6543. They've also got a great selection of putters and wedges and bags and golf balls, the gear you need to get your game on track as we are just finally getting into the heart of the golf season. That's the Kearney Golf Center, south of UNK along Highway 30. Don't forget, batting cages for baseball and softball as well at the Kearney Golf Center.
Well, right now we're very pleased to catch up with he's still our friend. Just moved and hurt our feelings and scarred us, but right now, former Tri-City Storm head coach. Now currently
the head coach of the Omaha Council Bluff, Lancers.
It's like a Maverick almost.
The defending champions. The pressure is on, taking over the defending champions. Bliss Littler joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning and congratulations.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. And
Hope the friend part is still true. Friends, we're going to need to get both you guys out of that golf course.
That is so much better because you don't want us on the ice. It's not pretty.
Well, I've seen you do the chicken weed eating contest. You've done well with that.
We've had our moments. Bliss, okay, I guess tell us, for some people, they think on the surface this was a quick happening thing. Maybe it wasn't such a quick happening thing behind the scenes. Take us through the process. People want to know, not necessarily, I guess, about why you're making the move or things like that, because it's a great opportunity, but how long this has been in the works and I guess the timing of it a little bit too, because you kind of had to make the announcement before the draft so that people didn't think things were going on there. Take us through this process.
Well, yeah, there is no way that I could have done the draft, and it just wasn't possible to do that. That just the ethics involved in the league, and you know, I think, well, you've been part of the draft process. I mean, Daddy's even made some picks. Where you see that the assistant coach or your scouts, they run the draft for the most part. They see the players all year long, and I just try to keep them out of the ditch where you know, we need a goalie here, a puck-moving defenseman there, and you start seeing a few goalies taken, and, hey, you better take one now, or whatever the situation. You're just trying to move it along that way. But I don't think anybody's been on the road more than Coach Rudrud. Basically, when we started having the injury problems early February, he just moved. I mean, he just lived out of his car and Holiday Inn or Holiday Inn Express, wherever he's at. So that was a big deal there. We're with Tom. He runs the draft anyways. But I just didn't think it'd be good timing. And they did call. I think it was middle of April, towards the end of April, they called and they talked to, got permission. They said they wanted permission to talk to me when their season was done. And they called me Sunday morning and basically, you know, they didn't mess around. You know, he made an offer and he said, we're going to move quickly on this. And if you want it, it's yours. And if not, we'll move to the next guy. And you know, I just looked at where everything was at. I'm real proud of the body of work that was done over 5 years there. And again, I was disappointed in not being in the playoffs this year. Disappointed there, but for the most part, the body of work. I think the only team over those 5 years that won more playoff games was Waterloo, and I think there's only a couple of teams that won more games. And so we're pretty proud of that, and I think we moved a lot of kids on to college, and you know, we had a first round NHL pick. And again, I know when I came in, the goal was leave it in better hands, leave it in better shape than when I got it. And I can say that starting with the housing program, the housing program is outstanding. And I go right down to the strength program, just the protected list. Everything I think is in great shape for the team to have success. And to come over here it's a chance to work with an ownership group that probably has a little better opportunity if I'm looking for something down the road. Not that if I wanted to work in a bank, I think maybe Joel could get me a job as a teller maybe, but I think that with this group that you slap a couple of their names on your resume, as long as they do a good job, I think that Luke Robitaille, I think that Mario Lemieux and Mike Ruzioni, in the hockey world, I think that that'll carry a lot of weight. And the other thing is it is a chance to, you know, Mike's not going any place right now. He's going to be the president, and he's going to run the business. And again, I think it's somebody that he's one door down, and you know, I think it's flat out going to make me a better coach. And I mean, obviously there's a little more, you know, you come back and say there's got to be more than that. Well, I think that's enough. But I mean, there's obviously it's a better package. I mean, there's the more security, a longer length contract, more money. I mean, just but really it comes down to the opportunity that I think they'll just be a more opportunity. I know that the chair that I'm sitting in is awful hot, that you know, he's won more games than anybody in league history, that they finished in the top three, like 12 of his 13 years, that, you know, I understand that you know, the comparisons that probably at times it's get a little hot. So, but I think overall, I just think it's an opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
Bliss, I think a question a lot of people have out there: if Ted Beard's still on the team, would you still be here?
You know what? Working those first, you know what? When you work for somebody, you work for them. My dad told me a long time ago that hey, you work for a guy, you know, you give him an honest day's work. You know, he pays the bills and you work for him. That I mean, it's no secret. Joel's not a big hockey guy. Ted Bear, obviously running the Lancers, and really Ted was the guy that. I mean, if it wouldn't be for Ted Bear, there probably there wouldn't be a team in Kearney. But there wouldn't be a team in a lot of places. It's what Ted Bear turned the USHL from mom and pop shop into a business. That you run it like a business, and you know, the Lancers had like 300 consecutive sellouts when they were in Exarban, and I think it brought a lot of people into the league. But you know, so Ted had all that experience with the Lancers, and so I mean, I don't know. I mean, those the first 3 years were a lot different working uptown there in the offices with Greg Shea and Scott Troutman. I mean, it just, I mean, it's different. And again, Joel, he gave me the opportunity to be successful, and I'm not looking to pass the buck any place. That, he didn't make the playoffs, and, you know, buck stops with me. That, you know, everything that I can say, the reason we didn't, they all sound like excuses. And, you know, the bottom line is we didn't finish it up. We didn't get the job completely done this year, and I feel bad about that. But I know that I'm leaving the team in great hands as far as the structure is great. That you know, as far as the players that are coming back. I mean, Michael Cicci's coming back. You just look. You look at the group that's coming back. You look at the futures draft picks, where it's all good. And Tommy did a great job with their draft last week. I don't know if you guys were up there or not, but it kind of looked like there's some daddy influence on a couple of those picks. So, I'm very thankful that Joel gave us the opportunity to have a chance to be successful. Where, and if you know, obviously I kind of dancing around that issue there, but he was different working for Ted. Just Ted was a little more hands on, and you know, Joel is, you know, he wants to make that building and the hockey team work as a business, which means he wants them profitable, and he's got his way of doing things.
We're talking with Bliss Littler, the new head coach of the Omaha Lancers, 5 years with the Tri-City Storm. Bliss, I guess you know you're making a move. In the same league, so you're going to be familiar with everything. So I guess the question, next question to pose to you, and I think maybe you've known some of this about Omaha because you've always spoke highly of them when coaching the Storm. What do you see as maybe differences with Omaha and Tri-City? I mean, obviously you're going to get to work with Matt Schick again at KETV, and that's going to be huge. But, you know, are there things that are different? I mean, is it easier to bring a kid to Omaha than to Kearney? I mean, what would be different between Omaha and Kearney? Obviously, here, that's one of the number one stories, where in Omaha there's a lot of other things going on.
Well, I told Josh the other night that I don't think I'm going to have any media ever stop by my house and do an interview at the house. I don't know. Maybe I can get Schicker to drive over to my house, but... You know, I don't know that, but you know, Tri-City's got a great reputation. You know, it's a place that you've shown that you can be successful, that you can get the top end kids to come out there, that kids can come out and move on to the college hockey, the National Hockey League. Those things can be done. But you know, I think Omaha, just the tradition. I think when across the country, you know, I think most people in the hockey world look at Omaha as probably the flagship franchise for, you know, at least one of them over the years for the United States Hockey League, that they've just had so much success on the ice, and you know, most of that is a credit to Mike Hastings. But, so I think there's some of that, but you know, the biggest difference is going to be, I'm going to be in bed by midnight. You know, you don't have that extra, you know, 180 miles, whatever it is. But, I don't know. I mean, I'm 42 years old. You know, I'm going to have to work a few more years. So, yeah, you know, you're looking for a longer term deal. And, differences other than that, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty proud of what was done in Kearney. So, I think I watched what Omaha did when I came in the league into Topeka. I think I was over here in Lincoln a lot with their two coaches and just kind of studying what they did and kind of took the things that I liked and we kind of ran with them in Kearney. So I don't know if there's, you know, going to be a you know, I guess one big difference is when I come in the office here, I don't have the big office. I mean, you know, I left the best office in the league, that skybox there up in the corner. Boy, was that nice. And when I was clearing it out last Monday, my little boy came up and he had tears in his eyes, like, well, where are we going? You know, what are you doing? He's told him we're going to another hockey rink. It's not Daddy's hockey rink. He doesn't know it's the, you know, the first tier event center. To him, it's Daddy's rink. So
exactly.
So I mean, I'm sure there will be some differences, but you know, having to, when they drop the puck at 7 o'clock, that loose puck doesn't know if you're Omaha or if you're Tri-City. They know who puts the puck in the net first, I guess.
Bliss, any influence from you on who the next coach of the Tri-City Arena will be, and is Tommy your man that you would support?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, to me, it's an absolute no-brainer. A 10-year Division I assistant coach, been in this league for 8 years. Flat-out good man. That boy, I'm absolutely shocked that when I talked to Jeff Cook and Joel said, "Ah, that's fine. Kick him to the curb. Who's next?" And I'm shocked that they didn't name him like within 5 minutes. That's how quick I would hire him.
Well, you feel that way. We feel that way. Probably Joel doesn't, but.
Jeez, wow. I'm sure they're going through the process. Easy, back it down. Hey, don't screw things up in Omaha, right?
Well, you know, that's what I hear is just keep it out of the ditch.
and whoa, breaking news. Breaking news here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we let Bliss Littler go here, the USHL has announced the 2000. And there's so much stuff going on. You know, you got a team out, a new team in. You've got new coaches in Green Bay and a couple of other places, Sioux City, and now Omaha. There'll be a new coach of the Storm. But the schedule has just come out, and congratulations. 15 of your first 20 games are on the road.
Well, you know what? What one guy's not getting much credit in Kearney right now, Jeff Cook. That guy, he's basically holding everything together out there between the rink and the hockey team that – I know Kyle Means is working hard, and he's got that staff working hard, but Jeff Cook is really the glue right now. He's holding things together, and you bump into him, I sure hope everybody pumps Tom's tires, because he's the guy that should get that job. And yeah, for the Storm fans, and I guess, you know, fans of the media and Bill, let's say they made the 5 years that my family is there, they made it very enjoyable, and again, it's very, very proud to be there, and we were treated great. So we're going to miss it, and I know I probably won't be looking forward to the four nights we play there next year.
Well, we'll be looking forward, still hoping to catch up with you from time to time. Bliss, again, congratulations, and last thought: Stanley Cup Saturday begins. Who you got? Pittsburgh, Detroit.
You know what? I don't think the NHL could have asked for. Ask for two other teams to be in the finals, but boys, I'm guessing it's going to be great. And in the end, I'm going to go with Detroit in five.
Oh,
that's good, because Derek, you took Pittsburgh, right?
I did. I took Pittsburgh. I took the Young Guns.
Of course, our predictions will be coming up Friday.
Bliss obviously knows, so.
Yeah, I'm going to go with them in five.
So. Well, Bliss, we've had a great relationship. Look forward to that continued relationship. Looking forward to getting out with you in the golf course, or maybe even in the 19th hole a time or two. And thanks for letting us leave dirty messages when we start hearing rumors.
Oh, you guys are great.
See you, Bliss.
Okay,
take
bye,
care.
Guys.
Bliss Littler, former Tri-City Storm, now new head coach of the Omaha Lancers, with a little extended interview with Bliss today. It's Wednesday!
That means burgers. Beer and burger night, $1.50 each. Burgers, fries, draw beer, $1.50.
Want a burger?
5 o'clock to 9
o'clock. Buck and a half.
Fries?
You want fries? Buck and a half.
Draw beer?
Buck and a half. You throw a $5 bill out there, they're going to give you 50 cents. You're going to tip your bartender, and they're going to feed you, and you're going to have something to drink. How much better can you do than that?
Then you're going to want to stick around, because at 9 o'clock, $2 long necks, Coors Light and Miller Lite. Oh, yeah. All night till close.
You can have two burgers, too. You know that, right?
You can get all crazy.
You can have like four burgers with their buck and a half each.
Well, they get all the fixings out there for you as well.
So you give me a double cheeseburger. It's just like one bun, but, you know, two burgers. It's
well, tonight.
Bucks.
Daddy goes for a six-pack and a six-pack of burgers and beer.
Lakers Spurs tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Got it on that lovely TV right behind the bar. Check it out today. Patty O'Malley's downtown on the bricks.
We need to take a break. Wrap it up after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Danny Show, where their motto is...
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
I'm not a mechanic. I am a music conductor. I arrange symphonies, not timing belts. But I know my certified pre-owned Acura TL is in perfect harmony. Just like I know its sound system is so incredible, it's hard not to pick up my baton.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a 150-point inspection and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original service date. In other words, they must pass our tests before they pass yours. Visit Acura.com or dealer for warranty details.
Golic, have you seen the news about all these flood-damaged cars being sold to people?
Yeah, Green, it's hard to miss. You would think they would come up with a way to help people avoid them.
How about that Carfax thing?
Oh, yeah, right. Does Carfax have information about flood-damaged cars?
Flood-damaged cars and a whole lot more. They can help you avoid major damage, odometer rollbacks, and lemons. Not to mention all the good news a Carfax vehicle history report may have.
With that kind of information available, it sounds like you should never buy a used car without a Carfax vehicle history report.
Absolutely. Make sure you ask your used car dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. As I correctly predicted yesterday, the Boston Celtics are up 1-0 over the Detroit Pistons. Tonight, Lakers, Spurs. Lakers will win.
Lakers favored, I believe, by 7 or 8 points at home, so they should be able to take care of business.
Let's take a look at this Big 12 baseball update, and this will affect, affect Nebraska. As soon as one game goes extra innings, it's pushing everything back. So you will be able to hear the Nebraska-Baylor game at approximately 4 o'clock this afternoon, 12:30 a.m. KHAS and FM. Blowtorch the Breeze, 94.5 FM, will have the Husker game. So wherever you're out and about, be sure to catch that. Missouri and Texas, bottom of the 10th, 2-2. Each team has six hits. Missouri is batting with a man on in the bottom half of the 10th inning. So that's what's going on here so far in the baseball game. Speaking of baseball, we've been telling you, don't forget, it's time to get those kids. American Legion Baseball begins for some teams as early as tomorrow with competition, and Misco Sports can get you geared up and ready to go, whether it's Little League or Legion, whether it's softball on the women's side or the men's side, fast pitch, slow pitch. It's all at Misco Sports. Bats, hats, uniforms. They've got the gloves that you need, all the gear that you could possibly want, practice, playing, or if you're just watching, you're kicking back, you need a hat so you don't get too much sun. You need some comfortable shorts, you need some comfortable shoes to walk from the ballpark out to the car and back. Maybe you need to go run down some foul balls, which is a profitable business, I understand. You might need some new shoes for the kids to run around and pay for the college education. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. And it's all over. Missouri 3, Texas 2.
Oopsie.
That's a good sign. Missouri wins and Aaron Crow didn't pitch.
That's going to be awfully tough team to beat. Other news last night, obviously the NBA draft selections were announced. Chicago Bulls laying that number one pick. Derrick Rose, a lot of people
think.
Point guard out of Memphis. Did you know he's a Chicago town product that hangs out with Michael Jordan's son, Marcus? The two are actually dating Chicago area twins. A lot of people look for that point guard from Memphis to land in Chicago.
Be looking for the movie. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we want to thank Dallas Shipp from the Aggie Websider from Oklahoma City, catching Big 12 baseball, for joining us on the show today. Also, former Tri-City Storm and current Omaha Lancer hockey coach Bliss Littler. A lot more coming up on the show tomorrow, breaking down the Nebraska baseball game against Baylor today. We'll see you then.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.